You been in the kitchen?
Yeah, I was making a sound. I believe he went back down in the kitchen.
Maybe down there with the pickle away. Maybe.
He looked like he had his school book kicked on.
Looked in the back there where...
What grade is he in?
He's promoted to third.
Why are you?
Yeah.
Well, one that's just getting out of third.
He ought to be smart, because his mother's smart.
Well, he's a handsome child.
Yeah. His mother's, is super... Well, she... You don't see him? She finished all the high school and spent about 4 years in Tallahassee and got a master's degree.
Isn't that wonderful?
Now she first come out and they made her ordinator. Mm-hmm. And she visited schools, every school in Marin County and every school in Lockhart County. Mm-hmm. So they released her that burden and she made that full year and made her supervisor over all the junior schools. In this particular kind. See, that's well, take a smart
sure
foot.
Yeah, you know, not only smart, but somebody who can get along with folks.
Yeah.
Is she related to you?
Well, not no what I would say blood relation, but then through marriage.
Yeah.
She is my wife's niece.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a handsome child. He's just cute as he can be.
Yeah. He won't get rid of that boy. He may be gone.
That's why I saw the hat look. I thought I better shut my big mouth.
Yeah, he won't get rid of it.
Well, you know, when you get talking about things like that, I was doing some reading of some folk tales about North Florida, you know, about some of the people who were fruit pickers, you know,
yeah.
And how they went around and how they did them so bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And folks would have money and come Saturday night, you know, somebody get hold of the money and all that. I said, you know, when you get to hearing experiences people have,
mm-hmm.
and somebody taking getting your land from you, like that is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's what happened, and I'm here. And right now I can stand on the witness stand because I know them. He's dead, the old man is, but his boy, I think, survived. And he after he got all that glove in he could, then he opened up a loan place.
Oh, no. You mean he got it coming and going?
But after then, he went that day, his mind left him. The kid in Chattahoochee.
See? It ran him crazy.
Yeah. And I think he's dead. Now the old man is dead. And that time, the black people have come from a long way, and they can't thank God enough. They can't.
No, that's right.
Well, I'm here to tell you, they come a long way. And at my age, I ought to know.
You know, it's wonderful to hear somebody that can at least see through it, though.
Yeah.
You can see that God is in charge.
Oh, well, he's in charge.
It wasn't just all man doing.
So. And he moved a many stumbling block out of the way of black progress.
Yeah, and look what they're doing.
Yeah, look at them, what they're doing.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And some of them don't appreciate it. You didn't...
Listen, I tell you, I've been going to some black schools and interviewing children, you know, cute children. I've had some of the best interviews, and some of the young folks, you know, like up in high school like that. And some of them have got plenty of sense, and they know just what they're talking about. They got every opportunity and advantage, and they're taking advantage of it, and they're getting ahead. I go to the black schools, people are happy. They're looking up, you know, things are improving. They feel good about it. I go to some of the poor white schools. I'm talking about the really poor people in the inner city, you know.
Yeah.
Those folks are so down and out, you can't believe it. They are absolutely, there's no hope. Things are worse for them, not better.
And all the opportunity they've had, they must be didn't take advantage of it, Greg.
I tell you what it is. It's the fact that they're the forgotten group. You see, the black folks have got the spirit of coming up.
Yeah.
And they got, you know, like organizations and like they got leaders that will talk up for them and all this. The poor white people haven't got anything in the world to look forward to, see.
I wonder why that. Can you have any idea? You're speaking the truth. Seem like they're looked down on by their own people.
That's right. And you see, another thing, I've been going to this school, you know where, you ever heard of Grant Park in Atlanta?
I've heard
of
that school.
Anyhow, Grant Park School, it's a real poor school right in the middle of town. Nice folks, and they got, well, most of it's mostly white. It's black and white, but mostly white.
Yeah, they've got a lot of black teachers.
But the black teachers, of course, are so much above, you know, the kids because they're, you know, they're people of more middle class type people.
Yeah.